Welcome to The State This Week, starting off on Wednesday, March 20th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm your host, Rachel Fulton. I'm so sorry we didn't have episodes air for Monday and Tuesday of this week. I was celebrating my Irish background on St. Patrick's Day, and then Monday, I actually attended the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Student Awards Ceremony, where I was recognized for winning the second place scholarship, and Tessa Kresh, who is one of our other news producers. Her and I won the first place for on-air personality for the MABs. So that was super fun, but it took me away from the state, but I'm so happy to be back and bringing you some great stories for today. So if we're going to start off here on our first story of the week, it's going to focus on campus news. And former MSU interim president Teresa Woodruff will return to a faculty position at the university in May of 2025. In the meantime, though, her official title is MSU Foundation Professor. Her working title is Special Advisor to the President and Provost. Teresa officially assumed the position on March 4th and will continue it through July 14th. In the role of Special Advisor, Teresa is in charge of developing a portfolio for honorifics, leading the elevation of extramural excellence of the university. Teresa will also go on a four-month sabbatical equivalent leave beginning July 15th through November 14th, and then a six-month research leave beginning November 15th through May 14th of 2025. She will return to faculty duties on May 15th of next year in obstetrics, gynecology, reproductive biology, and biomedical engineering. Teresa was appointed interim president in October of 2022, weeks after the resignation of former MSU president Samuel Stanley, who resigned due to a loss of confidence in the Board of Trustees. In August of 2023, Teresa announced she would not be seeking a permanent role as university president, ensuring a smooth transition of leadership following the appointment of current MSU president Kevin Guskiewicz. For our final story of the day, focusing on city news, Jerez Coffee House, a Yemeni franchise, had a soft opening this past Sunday and a grand opening on Monday. Jerez CEO Hemza Nasser brought the coffee served at Jerez from overseas to share at his franchises, according to shop owner Dina Elhout. The Dearborn-born franchise has more than 10 locations across the nation. Dina said they are rapidly growing and anticipate opening more locations in other college towns in the future. Dina also says Jerez is unique compared to other local coffee shops, being that the ingredients they use are also from overseas, minus the regular whole milk. Dina also said they cater to students, being a college town franchise. She said a majority of their tables have outlets and USB ports for student use. Additionally, Dina said they're specifically catering to Spartans. Jerez has incorporated green tiles and pendants for MSU students. As well as coffee, Jerez will have an espresso bar, served ice refreshers, and offer baked goods and desserts, both savory and sweet. And before we end our episode, today's weather forecast is predicting mostly cloudy skies with a high of 32 and a low of 19. Thank you so much for joining us here on The State Today, produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. And of course, we'll be back tomorrow with some more news.